You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
The main theme of today's reading is the rest of God. What is that rest? Well, let's read verses 1 to 3 from today's passage and use those as a guide to understanding this rest. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest remains, let us fear lest any of you be judged to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message which they heard did not benefit them, because it did not meet with faith in the hearers. For we who have believed enter that rest, as he has said, "As I swore in my wrath, they shall never enter my rest," although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. Verses 1 to 3 speak of a rest that the people of Israel failed to enter into. They clearly had arrived in the promised land after 40 years in the wilderness, so although this is referred to at times as rest, this cannot be what is being referred to here. The key to understanding what the author means by rest is the quote from Psalm 95 verse 11, which says, "As I swore in my wrath, they shall never enter my rest." The author's point is, since the Psalms were written during the time that the Israelites dwelled in the Promised Land and not before it, so rest here cannot be referring to physical rest rather ultimate rest. What could this ultimate rest be? Well, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, at the very beginning of the Bible, it tells us that God rested on the seventh day and that that day became known as the Sabbath. There's always been an understanding that the Sabbath, or as Christians, Sunday, the Lord's Day, in a particular way is not so much, its rest there is not so much about physical or emotional rest, but rather about putting down the concerns of this world and entering into the concerns of heaven, even in some ways entering into heaven. This rest, therefore, has both a present reality, we're concerned for the work and responsibilities of this day and this age, but with our eye always fixed on the ultimate heavenly realities that we do not see, and our ultimate rest in heaven when we die and go to be with the Lord. Because of this, we carry our day-to-day trials lightly. So what is the message of these last three verses? I would say that it's to encourage and exhort us to obediently live our life now on earth well, following Christ's example, that we might not fail to enter heaven when we die. Verse 11 puts it like this: "Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, that no one fall by the same sort of disobedience." It's somewhat ironic that we are called here to strive to rest. However, that gets at the nature of heavenly rest. It's not primarily a passive place, but a very active place. We as Christians mark Sunday as a special day, and we call it a day of rest. However, the primary focus of the day is less on rest and more on worship. It is the day when nearly all our churches meet to worship God together. In that sense, it's very active and is a foretaste, if only a meager one, of what it will be like in heaven, where eternal worship will be happening. But in its being a day when we do try to lay down our work labours, as that is possible, it's a day that expresses the eternal reality that God is in charge, and that we cannot do anything apart from him. We have to trust that 6 days' work is enough. When I was at university, I made a decision not to study on Sundays, and I kept it through my 4 years of chemical engineering and business studies at Imperial College in London. The Lord honoured my decision not to study on that day, not even during exams, as an expression of trusting in him, and I scored much better than I had guessed. We might not all be able to not work on Sunday, but the Lord calls us all to trust him day in and day out, regardless of the challenges that life throws at us, and in that to confidently enter into his rest. For Jesus tells us in Matthew 25, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.